then 10 and 11, in dependence on this passion arises freedom. Nowadays there's very much talk about freedom of various kinds, and only too often we're tempted to think that freedom means freedom to do as one likes. But the Buddhist conception of freedom is quite different. In Buddhism, freedom is twofold. The citta-vimutti, or freedom of mind, consisting in complete freedom from all subjective emotional bias, and panyavimutti, or freedom of wisdom, which consists in freedom from all wrong views, ignorance, unawareness, and so on. And this freedom is the ultimate goal and objective of Buddhism. This freedom is synonymous with enlightenment. And the Buddha says in one place, just as the great ocean has got one taste, the taste of salt, through my teaching has one flavor, the flavor of freedom, of liberation, or emancipation.